Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Pella. I'm Evan Little, and we're sitting down with Tammy Scuddy, a RN at Pella Regional Health Center. And it is Heart Health Month. We're closing in on the end, and Tammy works primarily in the Heart Rehabilitation Clinic, and she also teaches CPR classes, so she has quite a bit of experience with the cardiovascular system. And so we're going to be talking a little bit about Heart Health Month. And first and foremost, Tammy, I'd like to thank you for coming on Let's Talk Pella.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, Tammy, when talking about heart health in general and the guidelines that people should be following, what would you say are the best starting points?
I think having, contact with your physician, having a personal physician is a great way to start. And they will kind of keep track of your heart risk and your risk factors that you have, and then they will know at certain times during your care, if you do have a physician over a certain, over time, when it might be prudent to have certain testing done. But I know that my physician, Dr. John Canis, has ran me through different heart tests, and then he can take care of me from there. So I think having a physician and taking care of yourself is a good idea.
And when we're talking about risk factors, what plays into those? I know it's a pretty long list, but just some of the primary ones.
I would say with risk factors, I always kind of teach people that there's risk factors that you cannot control or you cannot change. Your age, if you're male or female, and if you have a family history of heart disease, that's hard to get away from that. But things that you can change, you can watch your weight, not smoking, your blood pressure, work with your physician. If you do have high blood pressure, make sure you take your medication and try to keep your blood pressure under control. Watch your cholesterol levels, stress. Depression also plays a big role with heart disease. So there's, many factors. And, the big thing here that we teach is exercise. You should try to exercise, 60 minutes, 6 days a week, which seems difficult to get that in every day. But really, if you can exercise anywhere from 30 to 60 minutes every day, and it doesn't have to be all at one time. Losing weight, it does help to exercise for that amount of time, if you can do the whole 30 or 60 minutes at once. But even if you can break up your exercise, 10 minutes here and 20 minutes there. So we do teach a lot about exercising here, of course, with cardiac rehab. I work with patients, heart patients that have had maybe a stent placed, or the patients, they may also have had open heart surgery, so exercise is a big part of it. But we do a lot of teaching on the risk factors, so I think it's very important to watch for those, and if you know your own risk factors and how you can work on them. The things that I do or that I think about is, if you're able to walk, walking is the best exercise that you can do, and those who run, that's excellent, or jog is excellent as well. But, walking, and so try to park further back in the parking lots. If you're at Walmart and your family's busy shopping, you can just take, laps around the Walmart or whatever store you might be at. Just taking the stairs instead of the elevator. Just little things like that you can add into your day. So I think those are good things to do.
And what are the warning signs for someone who's worried that they might have heart problems or be headed that way?
For some people, you've been taught or you know about the classic chest pain right in the middle of your chest. But depending on which artery, there's two main, large arteries on your heart. And depending on which artery and where the occlusion might be will depend on where you might have some of the angina or the actual heart damage. And so your pain can be in your shoulders or your chest or your back. Some people just have a backache, or even they can have neck pain or like a toothache, and then they find out it's their heart. So there are classic symptoms where you kind of can feel that you're an elephant sitting on your chest, or you're having real pains in your chest or down your left arm or even your right arm. So those are some classic symptoms. And other people that might just be, they used to be able to walk, from the building to their car easily without being short of breath, and now all of a sudden over time, you think, oh, I'm just getting older, but you can't walk very far without getting short of breath, and that can be a classic sign. I would say females or ladies, not as classic with symptoms. They will be more insidious or more, like it'll be shortness of breath or, just maybe little nagging pains or really tired, and those can be signs of the heart having trouble too. And that's why when I mentioned earlier having a, regular physician that you always see, if you're reporting these things to your physician, hopefully they can kind of catch on now, hey, something's maybe going on. It might not be real classic or, right in your face, but they may be able to tell, hey, we need to get some testing going and see if something's going on with your heart.
Now, of course, diet is something that very significantly contributes to those risk factors. What are some of those things that people should be eating or shouldn't be eating, or maybe just in moderation?
Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm the expert on the diet classes here at in cardiac rehab, but I do help teach, you know, about diet. And, you know, we always talk about low cholesterol, low fat, low salt. Some of those things are so important in the diet. And, of course, if you are overweight, we kind of check people. We call it a body mass index, but we kind of check you for that. And if you're a little overweight, we'll try to help you with losing weight, too, along with the diet. But the cardiac diet is, you know, I think it's the kind of diet you can lose weight. And if you're starting to exercise, you can lose weight with that. But diet is very, yeah, it's very important. And it is a hard thing to change, too, when you're used to eating a certain way and like your cholesterol. You like your high-fat cheeses and milks and all that kind of stuff, too, so.
Well, I think that covers just about everything as far as the basic overview of heart health. Of course, there's always more people can learn by speaking with their physician or coming to one of your classes. And once again, Tammy, I'd really like to thank you for coming on and talking about heart health with us on Let's Talk Pella.
Thank you very much for having me. And as I said, welcome to come to class anytime on a Monday or Wednesday, or call in to cardiac services. And if you want just certain classes, you can just talk to us and we'll be glad to have anybody in the public come on in for our classes, too.
Once again, this has been Let's Talk Pella. You're listening to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Evan Little. Stay tuned. Your Weather Eye forecast is coming up next on KNIA KRLS.